It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
He wears sunblock at night. Fox News contributor Tom Salue. He filled the hole in my heart and created one in Bin Laden's head. Former Navy SEAL and host of the new great podcast, The Operator, Rob O'Neill. Like the Parthenon, he's famous for his columns. Former federal prosecutor and Fox News contributor Andy McCarthy. And she's like your phone screen, bright, illuminating, and covered in germs. Fox News contributor, Kat Toop. All right. I got to come to you first, Andy, because you're kind of like the expert in this, aside from me, of course.
Yeah.
We're pros. What do you make of this joint bulletin? To me, it sounds exactly like the memo about domestic terrorists being teachers. I mean, being parents. Right. You know,
the joint bulletin on
what did he call it? The unprecedented threats against the FBI.
You know, I just think they're in a terrible place right now. the threats obviously are what they interpret to be threats are people who are troubled by what happened in the raid and, you know, the fact that they're given one story about what it's about. And then, you know, they get a look at the warrant and it turns out to be about something completely different. So I think when people protest, they want to regard it or they want to portray it as if it were, you know, a threat of violence. And in the meantime, if you want to see who's been critical of the FBI, you ought to look at the hundreds of pages of reports that have been written by the Justice Department's own inspector general who works for Merrick Garland. He may maybe go down the hall and knock on his door.
Are you saying he is a terrorist?
Could be. I mean,
but that's the point. There are people within the FBI, the DOJ, who are hypercritical. Tom, I do think you're evil.
Me?
Yes, you are evil. In this case, I'll make an exception. You should be demonized.
Well, you know what I can't stand is the phony indignance that's coming out of the leadership. And that's who everyone is criticizing, including people like you or people like me. When I'm on shows on Fox News, whatever, I say, I don't like the leadership. I don't like what Merrick Garland has done. I don't like what Christopher Wray has done and how he won't stand. They won't stand up. They won't, have the courage of their convictions and say what's in the warrant, things like that. So we criticize the leadership. And then they always say, oh, I think you're talking about my agents.
Yes.
And we're like, no, actually, I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
Wait till my agents hear what you said about them. It's like, no, we don't like the leadership. How dare you insult the rank and file? I mean, they never stop with that. And we don't have a problem with individual agents. We don't even know. We assume the agents are doing what they're told. Mm-hmm. Plus, we like cops and firemen. You know, they always say, well, you right wingers, you're supposed to support law enforcement. We still support law enforcement, cops, firemen. But if you wear a suit into the FBI building, you're not like a soldier. You're kind of in an office, so you're way down on the list. I think you got cops, firemen, basically all the village people, like, you know, Indian chief, cowboy, construction worker, then FBI agent after all those guys.
That would have been weird to have FBI agent in the village people. No. So, Rob,
yes.
You actually fought evil and you killed evil. Mm-hmm. So when you hear, Adam Kinzinger, he was in the Air Force, correct?
Yes, pilot. He's a friend of mine.
Oh, he is.
And I think
just trashed him in front of you.
Hey, believe me, being in the military, we can take a little bit there. But I think what he's doing here is he's taking a little bit of stuff just a little too personally.
Yes.
He's in the swamp right now, and the swamp's one of those things where they're dealing with party politics. That's the Democrats. They know that if you can get someone to say something bad about Trump and Trump supporters, they're going to do what they can. I mean, it's surprising you had OJ up there just now, because I'm pretty sure what he said recently was the same thing as something with the Democrats. It's like comparing a battery to a fat girl. Like, it's going to hurt, but I'm going to put my tongue on it anyway. Right?
So I don't even know what that means.
I'm trying to
figure out what that means. You know what? Don't explain it to me. I'd rather not know.
but then you got with the Cheneys coming out. They're upset because they've been in the politics forever. And like Dick Cheney shouldn't be upset about anything because he's still rolling in the millions from Halliburton money.
Right.
And yeah. he and I we have something that's like not in common. I fought in the war. He dodged a draft. But we do have in common. We both shot someone in the face.
That's true. Hunting accident. A hunting accident. So, Kat, what's your take on this incredible story that just doesn't seem to end?
Yeah, I can't handle all of the people talking about Liz Cheney as this champion for the truth. I'm like, you mean the princess of the Iraq War? Like, her and her truly, it, like her dad, of course, but also she propagating these lies that led to a war. And then after all of this, she'll probably go work at some weapons company, like some cog in the military industrial complex that those same lies help build up. So I really can't handle any of the moral outrage.
There are two things to this. One, she would be considered the most evil person on the planet by the same people that are interviewing her now. But yeah. Now that she fits the, she provides a service, which is anti-Trump. Yeah. And then to your point, it was about Trump kind of cleaning house. The Cheney, mm-hmm. It was like, he didn't like the Cheneys.
I have a theory on that. It goes from George Bush to, he was 8 years as vice president, 4 years president, George Bush, Clinton, the whole family's in there. And then, you know, it all comes back to the military industrial complex. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I badmouth them. If you don't follow at Mercuria on Twitter, I'll say some stuff about them, but then they invent stuff like the ninja bomb that cuts Ayman al-Zawahiri into 10,000 pieces without an explosive. That's dope. I don't want to get all technical. That's awesome.
Yes, it is. I have one in my garage.
Absolutely.
I use it to make a salad, though, because I'm a peaceful person. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Scientists pushing granola don't know from Shinola. Yeah, healthy eating is bunk, and it's better just to eat junk. A new study by researchers at Tufts University in Boston found that pretty much everything you've heard about healthy eating is wrong. And I know what you're thinking. Why would I trust anyone from Boston? It's a good question. Maybe we shouldn't do this segment. Okay, let's keep going. This sounds interesting. It found that fast food pancakes are better than an omelet. Bacon is better than couscous. What's with the stutter? And chocolate ice cream is actually better for you than a granola bar. Like retracing Brian Stelter's steps at Golden Corral. I like where this is going. Most dietitians focus on sugar, fat, salt, and calories, but these researchers use something called a food compass to evaluate food based on 9 metrics, including additives and ingredients. Food compass. I hear Joy Behar uses one when she gets lost in the cake and pie aisle. Most dietitians still recommend adults try for 30 grams of fiber and 8 glasses of water a day, while most adults suggest dietitians should just settle down and get married. Oh, I like that assumption. And doctors are already taking these new findings to heart.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Lyle, but it looks like you've got irritable bowel syndrome, liver failure, and heart disease.
I just don't understand how. I mean, I eat healthy stuff like couscous, granola.
Yeah, you up. You should have been more like your roommate, Dave. His diet of all bacon and chocolate ice cream has put him in supreme physical health. You may not like it, but this is what peak performance looks like.
Wow. Am I going to get hooked up to a machine, Doc?
Yeah. A vending machine.
Rob? Yes.
Does this show that no one knows about nutrition and they'll tell you to eat, you know, for the protein. They know. The government especially has been back and forth on this stuff. The nutrition pyramid got everybody fat.
It seems like they change it all the time. There's always a fad diet or whatever. I remember the Wow chips that came out with no carbs or whatever. But if you read the, I'm not making this up.
I know.
You read the fine print, it says may cause anal leakage.
Right.
Which I don't know. Yeah, it did. And I don't, you know, I like to eat whatever I want. Anal leakage, not a big fan. No. But something just happened. But they change everything. I love to eat so much, I won't let politics get in the way. I love Chunky Monkey from Ben and Jerry's. Right. I'll eat that too. So people that come up with these fad diets and try to force you on, for them onto you, they should just eat.
Didn't see that coming.
Back to you, Greg.
Thank you. Kat, you know, you've been struggling with your weight for some time.
Yeah.
Don't you think that there's a link between the obesity epidemic that you're seeing? You're seeing a lot of young people. I don't even know how they gain this much weight at such a young age. And the nutrition guidelines that keep telling them to eat so many carbs and stay off the protein.
Yeah.
It should be reversed.
When I was in school, they were telling us to eat like 11 servings of bread every day.
Yes. Yes.
Which seems just impressive almost.
I know. It's an Olympic event.
It's a lot of bread.
Yes.
But I feel like health is just kind of a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Like, my mom was so, like, healthy. She ate healthy food. She exercised. She's dead. You know, like, she died. She is. She died at, like, 57 years old. Walking down the street, I saw, like, this 400-pound guy smoking two Marlboro Reds who looked very old. He's okay. He's walking around.
Yeah.
So I just kind of just do what I want to do.
Yeah. It's probably good on you. And again, this show is so upbeat, I can barely control myself, Tom.
What?
Tom, you're
Svelte. She just died.
I know. You're svelte. Can I say that without being charged with sexual harassment?
I think you can say that, Greg, and I don't mind when you do say it. But this thing was very confusing. The problem with this is the same problem with the food pyramid, is that they try to reduce everything to this set of metrics. Mm-hmm. And the pancakes got good marks because they were like whole grain. So they gave them points and then they ignored the fact that they're all sugary and they're bad for you. I think this thing is dumb. I think every study is dumb. I don't believe anything anymore. I'm definitely not into science. It's over for me.
Oh, you're done with science.
Yeah.
No,
they're always wrong, Greg.
No, I'm going to disagree with you on science in general, but nutritional science is corrupt. Andy, when they do these studies, they have people involved on the board of, like, when they do these studies who are directly linked to, like, Kellogg and Gannon. Yeah. They're never going to say their stuff is bad.
But it's not just this. It's science across the board, right? All the climate science, everybody's on the take who's involved in those studies. I pay no attention to it. I can attest that COVID causes weight gain.
Yes.
That I know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went to a checkup after COVID, and I told the doctor I was trying to lose weight. What are you doing? I said, I'm eating less. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
But like reading the packages and reading these,
You know who's vindicated? Dr. Atkins, right? Anybody do the Atkins diet ever? No?
I saw some people doing it. They were eating like plates of bacon.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, I've done it.
You lose a lot of weight.
Yeah, no,
there's a lot of weight.
The problem is when you start mixing carbs with it, though, apparently.
Yeah, you know. No, the car, you got to get rid of the carbs, mm-hmm. man. Where am I? I should be doing comedy, not talking about what I eat. We're out of time. Thanks to Tom Shalhoub, Andy McCarthy, Rob O'Neill, Kat Timm, our studio audience, Fox News at Night with Evil Jenna Previous Next. I'm Greg Gutfeld, and I love you, America.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.